Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, you know, it appears as though we're really getting serious in this Republican race for the POTUS position. I don't know whether Newt's going to be the pick or not. It's getting really close.
Oh gosh, I hope not.
Iowa's on the 3rd. I believe New Hampshire's on the 10th. Those are the races, you know, those are the first races. They kind of really vet the field. If you lose bad in those races, you just don't come back from them.
It literally does get earlier every year, right?
It has gotten a little earlier, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. You know, I mean, I don't know why it is that about five states really, by the time Florida rolls out on the 31st, the race is going to be over.
Sure.
And I don't know who's going to. At one point, I would have said Ron Paul has no chance. At this point, I don't think I'm willing to say that anymore. I think that he does seem to have a chance. He's got his campaign does seem to be peaking. He could very well come in first in Iowa, and that would be tremendous. Now, I've heard some of the talking heads already saying things like if he comes in first in Iowa, that it discredits the Iowa caucus. They're actually prepared to discredit the electoral system that we have rather than to say that Ron Paul is a credible candidate.
which is why I'm very cautious about having any kind of optimism or getting my hopes up about this at all. Mm. You know what I mean?
Have you felt like the twinge of optimism about it?
Well, I mean, I think it's nice that his ideas are getting out there, at mm-hmm. least the ideas that I like the peace and, mm-hmm. you know, the
mostly that he's talking about those
individual
things.
Liberty. Yes, and that's great. I mean, I disagree with his whole, like, close the borders thing, you know.
He seems to, what his
I haven't heard him talk about that much, though, which
not
is,
much.
Is good.
His shtick on the border seems to be, we need to get our house in order here before we open borders. I believe that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely, that would be an indication of freedom, and if you don't have those things, then you don't have a free country. But I understand the point of there being, you know, a lot of confusion here, and I don't think that I think you could probably set it up so that free people could cross borders freely, and they're just not they're not able to get the welfare and all the freebies that they may come across the border for. I don't see that they have the right to those freebies. I don't see anybody, frankly, as having the right to freebies.
No matter where they were born. But, I mean, I don't want to get too off track here. I do want to bring up, you know, keep on the subject of Ron Paul, which you brought up originally, Mark, which was that, you know, I do feel kind of happy that his ideas seem to be gaining traction. He's mm-hmm. getting a lot of endorsements. A lot of people are noticing him more, and that's good because it means the ideas are getting a foothold. Yeah, but the political process to me, I'm extremely wary. Like I wouldn't get my hopes up for that. And I really, you know, these things may be exciting to hear about, but I'd encourage the listeners to kind of separate the communication aspect of it from the political aspect of it, right? Like, be excited that the ideas are getting out there. Don't necessarily put all your hopes and money and thoughts and energy on the fact that, oh, what if Ron Paul wins? You know, because I still think, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty unlikely that he's going to become president. And even if he did, I don't know how much he could change or if the powers that be, so-called, would allow him to continue.
I think if he did become president, that it would be a real change for the United States government. And I think that it would be a positive one. But I do share concerns. And what this has really been revealed to me is when we started out on this adventure of Ron Paul in 2012, the campaign, I was not as jaded about the media as I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really disgusted by what I've seen from the media. I mean, you know, essentially every hurdle that any other candidate might have, Ron Paul's is three times as high.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Paul, you know, an Ames, Iowa poll that puts Michelle Bachmann as a first-tier candidate, Ron Paul is a very close second, and they discredit it. Somehow they discredit him coming in second, but credit her being coming in first. And now some of these people on the left and the right, it's not just Fox News, it's not just MSNBC, it's both of them saying things like, if Ron Paul wins Iowa, then the Iowa caucus has been discredited.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This isn't your opinion. This isn't time, you know, the opportunity. Journalists shouldn't be giving their opinion like this. And any pundit that comes in and says that, as far as I'm concerned, is just revealing what a status quo kind of individual they are. I mean, you know, if anybody can look around America and say that it's the same place it was 4 years ago, they're not paying attention. Mm. And it does, you know, the polls have shown that those that are in the political class really don't have a grip as to what has happened in, for most Americans.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost like the whole let them eat cake thing.
Yeah, but, Americans are extraordinarily disenchanted with their political process. And Ron Paul is the only viable alternative to essentially the standard Democrat, standard sort of centrist Democrat, and standard sort of centrist Republican that tend to get into the office. Newt Gingrich is a centrist. That's why he was Speaker of the House.
Centrist just means big government on every issue, really.
It's pretty much just what it means.
It's the authoritarian center. There's somebody who coined that phrase.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember who it was, but it's accurate because if someone is a centrist, they're just proposing big government that appeals to the authoritarian left and the authoritarian right. And so, yeah.
That's essentially it. They tend to take the position of authority on both sides, and the centrists tend to be the biggest authoritarians. And the position of president has grown in power over and over again. And I think that, you know, we absolutely need some kind of pendulum swing, or you're going to see the government get so big, bloated, and expensive that it will have completely spent itself into insolvency. I think it already has, and that you might have the opportunity for somebody who has some kind of fiscal sense to salvage it. But this is how empires fail, people. You may very well not have an America.
Too big to fail, Mark.
I don't think it's not. The Roman Empire wasn't too big to fail. The Byzantine Empire, the Ottoman Empire, there's no such thing because there's nobody to bail it out.
I was going to say, I think it's actually too big to survive the current U.S. government the way it is.
Yep.
I mean, there's just so much debt. There's so much. They're financing all these wars and entitlements by inflation and by spending and without paying for it, you know, and by taxation, which people aren't going to be able to keep affording the pace of taxation
and
that we're at.
Folks, you know, whether they support Obama or whether they support Gingrich or whether they support Romney, they're crying all the way to the polls. We've got to have this guy. You got to have my guy. He's the only one. But your guy is going to spend us into insolvency. He's not going to change anything.
Nothing significant is going to change. No.
Right. And then I tend to think that it is going to be an uphill road for Ron Paul to get into the office of president. It is going to be an amazing thing if that's what happens.
Yeah, and I hope people realize that. Because to get back onto this, I mean, I can't help but think back to 2008,
mm-hmm.
especially here in New Hampshire, where people were like, well, maybe he's got a chance. Maybe he's going to win the primary. Or at least he'll make a really respectable showing in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got like 8 or 9%.
Yeah, 8 or 9%, yeah.
And like, people were depressed. Mm-hmm. People were like, I'm not a libertarian anymore.
Yeah.
Then people were like, oh, it must have been fraud. Let's do a recount. And mm-hmm. they just stressed themselves out.
Well, I think the fraud people had some interesting points. I'm not saying that I think that Ron Paul got more votes than, I don't think he got more than his 8 or 9%.
Yeah.
But they really did show the, if not fraud, the lax attitude towards votes.
Oh, And the bias.
The sworn civil servants have. I mean, they're not doing their jobs. So, I mean, it makes one wonder about the electoral process in general.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't win the primary, right? John McCain, or whoever won in New Hampshire. I don't even remember who won
McCain,
in New Hampshire.
Yeah, McCain and Clinton won in New Hampshire. But, you know, it's a different run this time. He has a possibility. Reuters just has a story out here where he's being called a front runner. And that's amazing that Reuters, as he says, Ron Paul gains ground, further stirring Republicans is the title to it. And
that's cool.
His campaign's peaking at the right time, and I think his campaign is peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really cautious, and I don't want people to get their hopes up lest they get too disappointed.
The political process is an up and down zero sum game. The people that have their hopes up for Romney and Gingrich, you know, they could get their one of them's going to get their hopes dashed. Free Talk Live 855-450-FREE.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one, is the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Peter Kranchenabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.91.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.31.49, $8.15.75 for a half ounce, and $407.87 for a quarter ounce. $16.31.49, $8.15.75, and $407.87.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call in with, what you want, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of the show. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get it. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boning equipment. They've got the big name brands, the more economy based brands. They've got everything over there, and the rates are some of the best you're going to find on the internet. Now, they're family owned and operated. They've got an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, but the rates, I mean, because when it comes to the internet and buying online, the price matters. And they know it at manventureoutpost.com. Some prices are so low the manufacturers can't even mention. If you're thinking about camping gear or hunting gear or shooting gear, go there and check first. Use coupon code FTL and you get additional 5% off. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Let's go to Rick calling from XM.
Does he have a Santa story?
San Antonio? No. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
All's well.
Good. I called in when I heard y'all say that Ron Paul only got 5%. You make it sound bad. He didn't tell the whole truth. Ron Paul and a lot of these polls are second or in first. He's got more than 5% of the
I'm confused about the 5%. When did we say that?
Yeah, I don't remember saying 5%.
I don't remember saying that.
You did, because you said it a while ago, a few minutes ago. That's why I called in. I'll listen.
Okay, I think
5%.
The only percentage we talked about was Ron Paul showing in New Hampshire in
primary
2008. And that was between 8 and 9%.
Okay, I must have been heard it because I was going to say, because he's in first or second and then polls up in Iowa.
Yeah, in Iowa, he's in a statistical tie for first in Iowa, according to one recent poll, and I find that very, very heartening. Now, what concerns me is what the media has already, some in the media have already suggested that they're going to say that the Iowa caucus doesn't count because Ron Paul has somehow done his voodoo magic on it. I mean, I don't even know what these people think. Apparently, the caucus that has mattered for decades here in this country won't matter if Ron Paul wins. And I'm wondering how many primaries would he have to win before they shut up and realize that he's the one who's going to win? I mean, are they that vested?
Well, if he wins, they'll be saying, oh, well, I supported him all along.
They're that biased. But they can say, oh, yes, he wins, I support him all along, but we're going to know the truth. We know he didn't support him. That's all there is to it.
We know what?
They're going to say if he does win, like she said, oh, we support him after all. But we're going to know the truth. We know these people did not support him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he is going to win. You know, I hear about it every day on different talk radio shows. They bring up Ron Paul saying they got to. No offense, even like, I don't even like the guy, Glenn Beck. Deep down inside, if you listen to his words, this little thump footer's going to vote for him if you listen to his words. They haven't. Ron Paul is out there, you know. He's speaking truth to.
I think Ron Paul's the best choice. Frankly, here's what I think, Rick. I think that nobody has a choice to vote for anybody but Ron Paul, and here's why. The Republicans, anybody...
That's pretty bold.
Or you can have the choice of not voting, but the Republicans, if the Republicans want a Republican to win, they have to understand that if Ron Paul runs third party, and he's suggested that he may do so, he says he has no intention. But if he does, the Republican doesn't win. So therefore, as a Republican, the only choice you have, if you want a Republican to win, you can cry about it, you can moan about it, you can talk about how good Newt or Huntsman or whomever is, but the only choice you have, because you know the reality of the situation, and anybody, I dare, double dog dare anybody to call in and rebut this statement, that Ron Paul, if he runs third, is going to sink the Republican. And if that's so, the Republicans have no choice but to vote for him. Democrats, I mean, why in the world wouldn't a Democrat vote for Ron Paul in the primary? Because, well, I mean, isn't he the superior choice to the other Republicans running?
That's right. And so, another thing, too, like you mentioned about running for third-party independent. You know, there's a good chance that if he runs for that third-party independent, he can go ahead and win the presidency. Because this ain't the first time if he does do that. There's been a president elected for third party to come out and win the thing.
I don't know. I'd have to check that out, but maybe you're right.
I forgot what president it was, but there's been one president that won on the independent ticket. It can be the second one.
I'll check it out. I think it might be the Bull Moose Party that comes to mind from
was
school.
That? Teddy Roosevelt or something.
I'm going to check that out during the break, but I do appreciate your call, Rick. Thanks for calling in here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. 855-450-3733. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's a funny race. Could Ron Paul win? if people listen to my reason here, because you're not going to hear this kind of reasoning from any of the others, because they just want, for whatever reason, they... frankly, if the media has a slight bias to the liberal side, I think maybe they do. Wouldn't it be in their interest never to say that the Republican will lose if Ron Paul runs third? I mean, you can see every one of the Republican pundits, whenever they talk to Ron Paul, they get right in his face. Will you promise on a stack of Bibles not to run third party if we beat you fair and square? If we manage to drive your old butt into the dirt, do you promise not to run third?
There's a vein popping out in your neck, Mark.
Well, I mean, this is the absolute fear that they have that he'll run third because the Republican can't win. Romney can't win. Gingrich can't win. Huntsman can't win if Ron Paul runs third. Third, the only choice a Republican voter has in the primary is to vote for Ron Paul if they want the Republican to win. They don't have to like it. They just have to live with the truth. You don't have to like gravity. You just got to live with it.
Straight talk from Mark.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. This gentleman that just called the gentleman that just called before me.
The previous
one. He said that there was only one third party candidate that ever won, and he's right. And that third party candidate was Abraham Lincoln.
Third party? What?
Right, okay. Because before there was the Republican Party, there was the Whigs and everything else. And Abraham Lincoln, at the time when he was running for president, Abraham Lincoln was actually running as a third-party candidate.
But at the time, Abraham Lincoln,
the two parties were different than
Whigs
they are
didn't
today.
Exist at
right,
that time.
Right. It's a lot different than it was. It was a lot different back then than it is right now. So that's kind of like a moot statement to make.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure. There, I mean, as time has gone on, it's definitely true that the system has moved in such a way to make it even harder for third parties to break in, to get ballot access, to get into the debates, to get financing and all kinds of stuff.
The two parties have realized how dangerous a third party is to their duopoly, so they're not going to give it up. And that makes perfectly good sense that if the one thing that the Democrats and Republicans can agree upon is that a third party would be a terrible thing for their particular power, and so they've worked together on that. Matt, do you have something else?
Yes, I do.
Then hold the line. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
the world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Did you feel like I was talking a little too fast there, Stephanie?
No, it was fine.
You were looking at me like I was going a little crazy. You know, it's a crazy night.
I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to portray that image. I was just smiling back to something that happened in the last segment.
It's wild here on a Sunday night here on the
you
live.
You never know what's going to happen. Hey, I wish Mo would call back in.
Mo was
a
really
priceless.
Great caller.
Yeah,
really great caller.
We love you, Mo.
855. That was a couple of Sundays ago. You'll have to go back. And you can get the archives free at archives.freetalklive.com. I think it was two Sundays ago. Do you think so?
Yep, that sounds about right.
855-450-3733. We make all those archives available to you completely free. I know those other talk show hosts don't do that. As a matter of fact, if you just want to get their podcast, you have to pay. I don't even know what they do for archives. We give 5 years of archives free at archives.freetalklive.com. It's all yours. Do what you want with them.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, whether you're in the garden or commuting to work or working out or whatever, Free Talk Live is there for you. We're providing content. Matt in Illinois, let's go back to Matt real quick. Matt, what else is on your mind? I know you had something else.
Hey, well, I apologize for not being well.
Matt, are you sick? You sound a little bit under the weather.
I do have a bit of a cold.
I'm
been,
sorry to hear that.
Working outside all week last weekend. I'm collecting money for a charity called the Salvation Army,
and which I'm fond of.
And people put money in a red bucket.
That's what they do.
I'm doing this, I've had quite a few interesting experiences. I've met quite a few people.
I bet you have. Tell us one of them.
And, well, one of them was claiming to be, he claimed he was born in 1884.
Excellent.
And
Did he look like it, or was he like a Highlander?
No, he looks more like about 10 years older than I am, so he was amazingly well preserved.
Well, the immortals, they don't age the same way.
I see.
He may have chopped somebody's head off recently, too.
Yes, he also claimed that he owned half of the Mars Corporation, which makes him an
M&M Mars.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This gets better and better.
He couldn't get his money. Him and his 18-year-old son were on welfare because he couldn't get his money because they were preventing him from doing so by the government.
Conspiracy.
And he had worked at the White House back in the 80s under the Reagan administration, and I asked him what he did, and he said he ruled the world. He ran the world.
This is entertaining.
From the State Department.
Now, Matt, I have a question about the Salvation Army, because I've read something recently about the Salvation Army, namely that they... their institutional policies may be anti-gay or at least anti-gay marriage. Do you know anything about that?
Interesting that you should bring that up, because that was actually what I was going to say after I talked about this gentleman. Another gentleman one morning came up to me, and he told me that he had supported the Salvation Army for years and had donated for years. And he decided not to give any money anymore because they were anti-gay, and he read about them being anti-gay. No, I don't know anything, but it doesn't surprise me. They are a Christian organization. So,
they're a church.
They're a church. They're not going to go down to their individual bell ringers on the street. Especially somebody like me, I haven't had a job in 3 years. I get an opportunity at a job, I'm jumping at it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me if Satan himself is running the damn organization as long as they're paying me, because I'm interested in eating and paying my rent.
Now, Matt, I don't have any. I'm not going to say any. I have any problem with that. I would, my question would be, sort of this: A, what does the Salvation Army, even if they take a stand against gay marriage, what do they really have to do as far as power on gay marriage? And I would think that it would be very little.
Well, according to this article that I just pulled up here, it's not just gay marriage. They apparently lobbied against laws in New Zealand and the UK that criminalized homosexual acts.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to keep those criminalized.
Lobbied against, okay.
And also in the U.S., they have lobbied against, non-discrimination laws for gay people.
Describe this lobbying process to me.
So they collected money and signatures, and they tried to influence the passage of those laws.
Yeah, I've got a problem with that. I do.
Yeah.
And here's the good thing about that. You don't have to drop any money in their bucket.
Yeah.
And you can walk up to a person like me who's standing out there
and has nothing to do with it.
That's from Shinola, and tell me, hey, you know what I did is I told my superior, look, some guy came up, he would have dropped a dollar bill in the bucket, but he said we're against gay people. And he's not gay. So, there you go. It's this is not a government organization that is forcing you to pay for it. So if you're against them, don't drop any money in the bucket. And that's fine with me. I'm still getting paid whether you're putting money in my bucket or not. I know that they do a lot of good things. I don't agree with the gay issue either. But there are good things that they do. I know that they give food and shelter and clothing.
And I think that this is an important
people who really need it.
This is an important thing to consider, is if you have a problem with what the Salvation Army has done here, is what are you going to do to help poor people? Because the Salvation Army has been a very effective organization in helping people that other folks don't want to mess with. Every year while I was in prison, I got a pair of socks. I think it was three pairs of socks, a toothbrush, some candy, and some cards that I could send out to my family from the Salvation Army. And I'm never going to forget that. When I was at my lowest for years, the Salvation Army was there to help me. And There wasn't another organization. I mean, every other organization could have done that. I think one other year, one other not-for-profit did something for the prisoners, but no other organization did that. And it takes commitment to be able to work through the administration to be able to give things to prisoners. It takes a commitment level. It takes an administration of an organization to be able to get the things from one person to another. So if you're going to choose not to help the Salvation Army, don't choose not to help poor people and prisoners and whoever it is, those that are down on their luck, unemployed people and all that stuff. Don't choose not to help them. Figure out how you can help them, even if you're going to, not choose to help the Salvation Army.
And actually, this is a really good point, because this came up before, the idea that some people object to private charity because, for instance, you shouldn't have to convert to some religion that you don't agree with or follow some social mores that you don't agree with, for instance, anti-gay stuff, just to get help. And I think the solution to that is that there are many different kinds of charities, not all of whom espouse religious ideas. There are secular charities. There are actually charities that exist just to help LGBT folks as well. So
they may very well be. Now, another thing I'd like to point out about the Salvation Army. Before we go on, Matt, do you dress up like Santa Claus when you're out there ringing that bell?
Yes, I do.
Can you send us pictures?
I can. If I can get somebody to take a picture for me, I will try to remember next week. It's the last week that I'll be working.
Cool.
I will try to remember. However, if you go to YouTube and type in S Blessed Men, BLESTMAN, you will see me dress as I dress when I'm ringing a bell, and I am doing the spoken word on a song that I made up from the tune Stairway to Heaven called Sleigh Ride from Santa.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards, including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What? You tell me you had your kid and a wife.
Go to yeardlymovie.com. That's yeardlemovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yeardlymovie.com, and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yeardlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in with whatever's on your mind. I want to tell you about a Christmas gift that's perfect for the activist in your life. Whether you are an activist, ooh, maybe you can get the significant other to purchase this for you or purchase it for yourself. It's a really great idea. I've got one in my car. It's called the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And what it does is it records your GPS location, and it has a video of the front and the back of the car inside the passenger compartment. It goes basically where a Fuzzbuster would go, right in the middle of the windshield. And so it can see you, what's going on out the back window, what's going on out the front window, because it's got a camera in front and back. It's got audio, so that if you get pulled over by a police officer and his story doesn't say match up with reality, you've got reality. And
oh, gee, that never happens.
Right. You know, so, in court, if your opinion differs with what the police officer's is, they don't believe you. But they have to believe the video. And if you've got this device, you're in great shape. It records the last 8 hours of video. You don't have to mess with it. I don't even touch mine. It just comes on and does its thing, and it just cycles through, keeps the last 8 hours. So if you're in an accident and, say your insurance company is claiming that something happened that didn't happen, whatever, you are protected. And this is a great device to have for the activists. So, you never know what why you're going to need it. But I think everybody should have one personally. And I think they should be in all cars, but they're not. So you've got to buy this for your car. It's whether it's traffic stops or other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. Go buy yours. I've got mine, freedomcam.net. So, the Ron Paul situation, phenomenon that's going on. Jay Leno had him on the other night, and
yeah,
three segments.
Heard you talk about that last night on
the
show.
Big deal. Reuters has got a positive story. Reuters is an actual news organization. They tend to be not quite as biased.
Several,
as some.
Pretty major mainstream journalists have endorsed Ron Paul or said mm-hmm. positive things about him. Mm-hmm.
And you can't say anything about his campaigning. It's been fabulous. And in 2008, I didn't like Ron Paul's campaign much. Here in 2012. I like how things are going a lot better. I wish that they'd let him come on Free Talk Live and talk, but if for whatever reason they've come to the conclusion that, Free Talk Live, bad juju, I don't know what it is, but they're not letting it happen. So
you should let him on the Sunday show.
That's right. Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul declared on Wednesday his campaign was peaking at the right time, as polls show him closing in on the two perceived frontrunners. And frankly, some polls have shown him in front of the two perceived frontrunners. I don't know whether Newt is peaked too soon. I don't know whether he has the staying power. I don't know whether it's going to be Huntsman or Santorum or Gingrich or one of the others. I have no idea. But
so yeah. They're also distasteful.
Santorum is the least tasteful.
That's when I said ugh.
He's just the worst of them for me.
If you don't know the colloquial meaning of that, you should probably look into it.
Google Santorum. Yeah. But Santorum is the most legitimate conservative on the stage, and this is what I don't
really
quite understand. He is. He's absolutely conservative.
What defines legitimate?
He fits. When you look at the Nolan chart of what a conservative is, Santorum is conservative on every issue.
I see. You mean basically stuck in the past?
he's a social conservative. He's very, he's anti-gay. Yeah. He's got all the conservative issues, highly anti-abortion. He's got all the Republican conservative issues down socially. And he frankly has voted right when it comes to sort of the economic stuff. He's stayed conservative on everything. I mean, Santorum has that cred. And now, to me, I find him the most disgusting of the candidates because I don't like his stand on gays. I think that he's fixated on them in a strange way.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a good-looking man. He's tall, and he's highly conservative. What do you want from a candidate? But he hasn't gotten any kind of traction. Another one is Governor Gary Johnson. Now, as from an economic standpoint, this is the best guy from having had the governor experience, the executive experience, and he's vetoed all kinds of bills. He's the veto-ness governor in the history of the United States. This guy should have gotten some kind of play. Never got any. It's interesting how the system goes. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who to blame
for
that.
Politics is a dirty, dirty game.
So they say the libertarian congressman from Texas, with a passionate core of followers, complained that pundits were dismissing his long-shot campaign prematurely and sounded optimistic about catching former Massachusetts Mitt Romney and former House of Representatives, Massachusetts Governor, excuse me, Mitt Romney, former House of Representatives Speaker Newt Gingrich. All three and others are seeking to represent the Republicans and unseat Democratic President Barack Obama next November. And I don't think Barack Obama can beat Ron Paul if it was a two-person race. Now, I don't know what
happened. Haven't there been some, pretend, fantasy polls about that, and Obama doesn't win?
But we're so far out. It's been very close, and the economy's not going to get better. And Osama bin Laden's already dead. They can't kill him twice. So
unless they bring him back.
Well, I guess they've killed him a few times, but at this point, they've really got him dead from their stories.
Yeah, but they can certainly invent someone to take his place, some new boogeyman,
It could be. I don't know. But I don't think the polls the polls get better as you get closer, I think. And at this point, you really can't say because people just don't know much. They've got.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. It's speculation.
Most folks don't know who Ron Paul is. And so therefore asking them his name isn't particularly effective. They're just saying whether or not they'd be willing to vote for Barack Obama. And at this point, it's basically 50-50. So it could only go up for the Republican at that point. Now, I don't know what would happen if somebody ran third against Paul and Obama. My claim is always and will remain that Ron Paul needs to be the Republican if Republicans want the Republican to win, because the Republican can't win if Ron Paul runs third. That's the statement. So the momentum is building, and a lot of candidates so far would come and go. They would shoot to the top and drop back rapidly. Ours has been steady growth. Then, in the last week or two, there's been a sudden extra growth, Paul told reporters after meeting voters in Amherst, New Hampshire. Public Policy Polling, that's in capitals, so that's the name of an organization, released a survey on Tuesday showing him 1 percentage point behind Gingrich for the lead in Ohio. And that's within the margin of error, so he's statistically number one, along with Gingrich, tied for one. Paul took 21% in the survey compared to 22% for Gingrich, and Romney third at 16. In New Hampshire, which follows Iowa's caucus with a primary election on January the 10th, Romney led 33% in a Rasmussen poll released on Tuesday. Gingrich was second with 22, and Paul third at 18. So you know, Paul's pretty close in New Hampshire, according to this poll, that he is in Iowa, so it should be very interesting. For those of you out there that are Ron Paul supporters and believe in God, pray for snow. Pray for a giant blizzard that sweeps from west to east.
Why wouldn't they just pray for Ron Paul to win?
They could do that, too, but that would be a really great way for God to do it.
Seems about equally ineffective. I mean, how about get out and do something? Tell your friends about Ron Paul if you believe that that would be an effective thing to do.
There's a big phone call campaign, call from home campaign for the Paul campaign, and you can go to Ron Paul 2012 to be involved in that. He's doing a money bomb right now. I don't like that terminology, but that's what they're doing. They're raising money.
I don't like the terminology either.
Up to $4 million. They're very close. They're sending out these really great Slim Jims to everybody. They're mailers, and the Super Mailer, I believe, is what they're calling them. They're great. They're informative. They really they speak to just about everybody's concerns to the government, as far as the government goes, and I think that getting those in the hands of voters is going to be a powerful thing. One thing Ron Paul's going to do during this primary that so many aren't going to be able to do, that none of them are going to be able to do besides Ron Paul, is bring in the folks that wouldn't otherwise vote. And I think that that's going to be the real surprise, is the people that straggle in and say, I'm going to go in and vote for Ron Paul, that wouldn't otherwise go and vote for any one of these people because, frankly,
there's
between the other
no
candidates,
choice. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just comparing colostomy bags at that point. You know, this one feels a little less full than that one or whatever.
One feels a little less full?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're picking between colostomy bags, what do you have to choose from?
Oh, my goodness.
It's not pretty.
I mean, aren't the young people, the people who don't have landlines, you know, aren't those the people that usually are not included in the polls also? So if these polls are indicating that Ron Paul might have some success there, he might have even more success because the people who are likely to support him wouldn't even be included in those polls.
You know, 18% in the New Hampshire primary would be a very good showing. I don't know what that would mean for the nomination, but it would
One more time, disclaimer, don't get your hopes up. I just hate to see people's hopes dashed by this kind of thing.
Yep.
It's a long shot.
Look for the worst, hope for the best, but you've got to try if that's what you want the result to be. Things don't happen if you don't make an effort. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top-rated by expert reviewers. And now, it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.